What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Impact Sports Radio Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I'm your host today. And we are going to talk about the 2021 World Series, the Atlanta Braves, the National League champions taking on the Houston Astros from the American League. And it gets going tonight from Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas. This is set to be I believe is going to be a really good World Series. This is the first time we've seen the Houston Astros in a couple years, obviously since the first time since the cheating scandal that gave them the World Series title back in 2017. But this is the first time we have seen the Atlanta Braves in the World Series since 1999. And if you're like me, you remember watching the Atlanta Braves in the 90s dominate the baseball scene with Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz. You know, those were the three guys that led the Atlanta Braves into battle every single year. And they only were able to come away with one World Series championship, and that was in 1995. Since then, the Atlanta Braves have made 16 trips to the World Series. Or, I'm sorry, not to the World Series. They've made 16 trips to the playoffs, and that's it. I mean, and they've come away with nothing. Since then, the last time, like I said, the last time the Braves made it to the World Series was 1999, but like I said, since the World Series championship, that was in 95, they've made 16 trips total to the playoffs. This is an interesting, you know, this was definitely an interesting year for the Atlanta Braves. At the trade deadline, they were 52-55. And Alex Anthopoulos came in and said, all right, this is what we're going to do. They were in third place in the National League East. They had a solid run differential, you know, to the positive. But they were three games under 500. And Alex Anthopoulos, I mean, let's be real. I have always been a fan of his, especially during his time at, or, you know, when he was, you know, with the Toronto Blue Jays. I think what he does is great job of building up a team, and that's what Alex Anthopoulos has done. And I mean, you got to give him mad props for that. I mean, it's truly incredible. There's a loud car with a loud engine there. It just drove by. You know, with Ronald Acuna, when he went down, you look at the moves that Anthopoulos made. He picked out four outfielders at the trade deadline. So he basically took Ronald Acuna and he said, okay, we've got the injury here with him going down. Let's bring in multiple guys to cover, you know, that. And that's what they did. They brought in Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, Jock Peterson, and Jorge Soler. That is, you know, Eddie Rosario, they picked him up from Cleveland, and he was injured at the time. And, you know, he was the guy that carried the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series, plain and simple. You know, this is one that, You look at just a brilliant job by Alex Anthopoulos. You know, it's stunning to me the moves he did. Again, picking up Rosario, Duvall, Peterson, and Jorge Soler. That did wonders for this team. And you look at the total package for the Atlanta Braves, and it's solid. I mean, they've got a great lineup, and the best part is now with them being in Houston for four out of the seven games, if it does go seven, you're looking at the Braves being able to use Jorge Soler as the DH, which Soler was the DH in Kansas City. So that, I mean, thoroughly helps out the Brian Snicker and him being able to deploy a lineup that is going to be very strong. And, you know, the bench is always really good. But now you're going to have Jock Peterson most likely in right field. And that, again, allows Snicker to use Jorge Soler as the DH. I mean, this is, you know, this is going to be an interesting World Series. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's – and there's so much riding on, you know, on this series for both teams. There really is. Like I said, for Atlanta, it's, you know, to get that World Series, the first World Series since – 1995. Again, that is a long, long time. I mean, you're looking at 26 years between World Series championships. And then you're looking at, on the other side, for the Houston Astros, that, you know, you look at, you know, the cheating scandal and what is on the line for them. And it's, you know, this is a situation where, you know, Can the Astros, can they capture the World Series to atone for those sins of, you know, the cheating scandal just from a couple years back? And, you know, God love Dusty Baker. And I've been very, you know, out in the fact that I was not a fan of Dusty Baker here in Cincinnati in terms of him being hired. He did a lot here. I will give him that, and taking, you know, the Reds to the playoffs and rebuilding them back. But, you know, Dusty Baker is, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame manager. I mean, I'm gonna go out there and say that. I think that he is, I mean, he's had one hell of a career. I mean, you know, 72 years old. This is his first trip to the World Series since 2002. When he was the manager of the San Francisco Giants and lost to the Angels in the seven-game series there. But, you know, Dusty, I mean, he's just – I mean, I think he's done just a great job with this Houston Astros team. To come in and take the job like he did and say basically, hey, I will go ahead and I'll take this team, you know, with – and he was the perfect manager for the job. Let's be real. Dusty Baker was the one that, you know, he had to come in to Houston and really regroup everyone after it had all gone to hell in a handbasket down there with, you know, coach and GM being canned. And it was in pure chaos down there. And Dusty was the one that had to come in there and help, you know, wrap this team up and really get them back in the same, you know, getting back in the same direction again. And that's what he's done. And you know, by golly, he's got them back in the World Series. And, you know, this is a situation where the Houston Astros, like I said, they've got a lot riding on this series. They really, truly do. And this is one where, can they win the World Series and it be a clean World Series victory? There's always going to be the doubters. There's always going to be the people that are never going to forgive the Houston Astros for what they did just a few years back. That's just how it is. You know, there's, you know, no matter what happens in the series, that's never going to change the mentality of those people and how they look at the Houston Astros. And welcome back, everyone. And again, to quickly touch up on the Houston Astros. Again, sometimes, you know, it is what it is, and there's never going to be some people that are going to forget what you did. Some of those people are never going to forgive you for, you know, for what you did. And it is what it is. That's fine. It's up to the Houston Astros now. If they capture this World Series, then it's got to come out, and they have to basically prove that, hey, this was done and it was done clean. Because otherwise, if you don't, it's, you know, you will forever forever damage your franchise. And, unfortunately, it is what it is there. And again, sometimes you're never going to get full forgiveness from people. And, that's okay. But you just have to be able to move on from that. And that's why Dusty Baker has been just the perfect person for the job. And I mean, again, and I said it just, before the break here, Dusty has done just a phenomenal job, just an admirable job. And, if he captures his first World Series title as a manager, you can just give him that plaque in Cooperstown, because my goodness, the guy deserves it. And, Dusty Baker, he's got a Hall of Fame career in my eyes. And with or without this World Series, he's definitely proven that. So on the other side, Brian Snicker, 66 years old. I mean, he's just been a member of this Braves club for forever, it seems like. He's the guy there, and he's loved in Atlanta, highly respected. I believe, let's look here, he's actually been a member of the Braves organization since 1977, which is incredible. I know he was with Bobby Cox and the Braves and those clubs for a long time as well. He's been again with this organization forever, and the Braves gave him the interim tag back in 2016. But then it was start off a little rough after they took off the interim title, and now he's just completely roared to four straight division titles for the Atlanta Braves. And Reds fans, we remember last year, the Atlanta Braves walked all over us last year and dominated the Reds in the playoffs in that first round there. Again, he's done a phenomenal job. And Brian Snicker, he adds so much to this Braves club as well. And, this is going to be an interesting World Series in how each manager handles, their respective sides. You've got guys on each side that are, you questioned whether or not this is going to be their last, rodeo with their respective sides. Now, chances are Carlos Correa, he will be gone. He'll hit the free agent market, and most likely, there's a good chance he might be gone from the organization after he hits free agency. Freddie Freeman on the other side. How Freddie Freeman will most likely make it to free agency baffles me. Freddie Freeman is a guy that I cannot imagine seeing put on another uniform in Major League Baseball. I just can't see it. And that's a realistic possibility here with everything going on and the fact that, he hasn't been re-signed. He's 32 years old, which is just prime age there. He's still producing at 32, and this is going to be interesting. Freddie Freeman's one, like I said, I just can't imagine him being in another uniform. Carlos Correa, I can see him, I could see him signing somewhere else. You keep hearing the Yankees, their names, tossed out there, but the Yankees are always, ones that are going to be, connected with everyone. So you never know with that. But in terms of, the entirety of, of this World Series and the pitching, this is going to be a fun World Series to watch if you are a fan of good pitching. I think a lot of these games are going to be, I'm going to say, relatively low scoring, just from what we have on each side. I mean, this is, it's been, the relievers have been really the talk of the town for both sides and really this entire postseason. It looks like, and this is from ESPN, they're showing that heading into the World Series, relievers have thrown 54% of postseason innings. That's more than half. That is amazing to me that, you know, over 54% of the World Series innings that have been thrown were tossed by bullpen arms. That's crazy to me. You know, with that being the case, the Astros 57% and the Braves just under half at 49%. So you're going to see, with that being the case, you're going to see most likely the slightest bit of, you know, of trouble. You're going to start seeing these managers go to the bullpens early on. And that's, you know, and that's what, you know, that's what you're going to most likely see. Now, which bullpen is more rested? The Houston Astros had to use their bullpen a lot more because in the first four games of the ALCS against the Boston Red Sox, Houston Astros starters went a combined 6 2/3 of an inning. That's it, 6 2/3 innings. So that is, I mean, that is stunning to me. And they still came away with the victory. That just shows how good the Astros bullpen was. You're going to see, you know, you're going to look at a rotation for the Houston Astros that's going to be without Lance McCullers Jr. You know, he left in the ALCS, or I'm sorry, the ALDS. So he was out all last series, but he left the ALDS with forearm discomfort. So that's never good. So therefore, you're going to automatically sit him down. So, you know, the Dusty Baker is now going to have to, you know, he's going to have to rely heavily on his starters. And what kind of, you know, what kind of shape are you going to get? You're going to get Framber Valdez, Luis Garcia, Zach Greinke, Jose Urquidy. Those are the four names that you're going to see. It's just the combination. Valdez is going to go most likely today. I haven't seen it to start. I know Charlie Morton's going to be the guy on the Braves side. But you're looking at the Astros. Framber Valdez is going to go in game one. Do they go with Urquidy in game two? Do they go with Luis Garcia in game two? Do they even go with Zach Greinke and go with the bullpen game? You know, that's – you don't really know how it's going to go because you want to see how they match up as well, you know, with the opposing side. On the Atlanta side, Charlie Morton's going game one. You're going to have Max Fried go game two. Ian Anderson game three. Those have been the three names that have gone all along for Brian Snicker in the Atlanta Braves. You know, is that, you know, how do they go about that? I mean, do they, you know, with Charlie Morton going game one, Fried and Anderson, you know, most likely you're going to see a bullpen game in game four and then continue to fire those three back out again. Games five, six, and seven, should it go that far? You know, how does Dusty Baker counter in the matchups that you're going to see against the Atlanta Braves? You know, it's, you know, to me, this is so interesting on how it plays out in terms of, you know, again, in terms of the bullpens, you know, which bullpen is going to be is more rested and which one's going to, you know, come out in better shape. On the Braves side, you got A.J. Minter, Tyler Matzek, Will Smith. I mean, this is something that's going to be interesting to see. And on the Houston side, you know, you've got Christian Javier, Ryan Stanek, Kendall Graveman, Blake Taylor, Ryan Pressly, Brooks Raley. You know, these are the guys that, you know, you're going to see. You know, you're going to see a pretty hefty dose of all those names that I had mentioned. You know, this is going to be, you know, don't be surprised to see the bullpens be used relatively quickly. Should any of the starters, find themselves in trouble early on. It could very well happen, and it can happen relatively quickly. It's just going to be really in terms of you look at the game situation and how it's going. And as a manager, that's what you have to do. You've got to feel the game and how it's going on. And as a coach, once you see that, and you, again, sometimes they make the right decision, sometimes they don't. Look at how it happened, Kevin Cash, last year in the World Series, taking out Blake Snell. That could happen, but you got two experienced managers who've been in the game for a long time. You got to expect that they're going to make the right decisions, but don't be surprised if these bullpens are going to see a lot more action early on in the game than what, we've seen in years past. That's just how it is. And that's what you have to expect, from both sides. Again, this is going to be just a great World Series. We should, we should be excited as baseball fans to see, to see this play out. Again, the Houston Astros are the favorites here. I've seen them. I think they open up as a minus 150 favorite, and it's kind of bounced around 150 or so. The Braves listed at a plus 125. This is one where the Houston Astros are going to have that home field advantage. I mean, Minute Maid Field was rocking. Has just been fantastic this postseason, and obviously on the same side in Atlanta, it's it used to be SunTrust Park, now it's Truist Park. I can't remember the name of it now. I'm having a brain cramp on it, but the home field advantage is going to be, that's going to play a major part. It really will. I'm picking the Atlanta Braves. I'm picking them in six games. I'm in the definite minority on that. And, might be a little bit of my heart here on that. I got, my aunt and uncle live in Atlanta. They've lived in Atlanta for decades. So, maybe I'm kind of, pulling for Atlanta and thinking they're going to win, for them and kind of going from there. So, but, I think the Atlanta Braves right now, I think they're playing the hottest baseball. Don't get me wrong, the Houston Astros are playing great, great baseball as of late as well. And they knocked off the Boston Red Sox, and they were playing great baseball as well. So, again, you're not going to have a team make it to the World Series who's not playing great baseball. It's just, it's not going to happen. This year, I think the Atlanta Braves are playing the hottest at that point in time. And they're going to come off, off of the Dodgers series feeling pretty darn good about themselves. And I think that, all they have to do is just win. All they got to do is capture, a couple games on the road. And I think this team can do that. They did it in Los Angeles against a very, very good Dodgers team. They were a little bit wounded, but, they still came away and captured, games on the road there and then were able to bring it home. So with that being the case, I'm going with the Atlanta Braves in six games. I think the Braves do get it done. I think their bullpen steps up, and you're going to see guys like Will Smith, Tyler Matzik, and AJ Minter. I think those three lefties were the big guys, and they've really carried this Braves bullpen, and I think that's what you're going to see from them, in this World Series. I want to see Freddie Freeman get a World Series. There's a lot of guys on the Atlanta Braves that are fun guys to root for, and aside really from the Astros, Dusty Baker, should he capture the World Series, great on him. Certainly cementing his place in Cooperstown, even though I think he should be in regardless if he has a World Series or not. But I'm going to stick with the Atlanta Braves in six games. So we shall see how it goes, and I will be back to touch on the World Series and how it all played out, later on. So again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, it's much, much appreciated. Your support means a lot. Make sure you check out the episode that we had recorded regarding the Cincinnati Bengals. and their huge victory over the Baltimore Ravens. That is now posted on the website as well, and on the podcast. Anywhere you can find a podcast, it's going to be on there. As always, make sure you follow us on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and at @IsCincy. Make sure you check out the website at www.iscincy.com. And as always, for all your fitness needs, make sure you check out fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com. And make sure you use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off of your purchase. As always, thank you guys so much for all your support. And make sure you check back, as we have some stuff that's set to be coming out here relatively soon. And again, thank you guys, and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your week. Take care, everybody.